Oh my goodness, my friend. Hello, it's Sherry, and I want to tell you that I am so proud of you for being here. I'm proud of you for, you know, whether you purchased this book or you were given this book or however, maybe you got it from a library, but the fact that you are actually looking at how you can make end of life easier on the people you love. This is so, so, so important. Maybe one of the most important gifts that we will ever give the people that we love. And I know this was a lot in this section that you just completed. And I want to tell you that as I'm making this recording to you, I have just been through the loss of someone in my life, a family member. And I want to tell you that this was someone who unfortunately was not able to complete these sorts of planning that can be so important. And this person was deeply, deeply loved, a wonderful person. And this is just the hardship that happens when someone passes away and we don't know, did they want to be buried? Did they want to be cremated? Did they feel like it would be really nice to have some sort of burial where people could come and visit them? Or did they want their ashes spread somewhere, like in the ocean or someplace that they loved? Those, of course, are just a few of the many, many questions that loved ones have after someone passes away. And all of the details of, you know, there's no list of people to contact. How do we know? Like, it seems like when we're in our own lives, it seems kind of obvious, like, oh, well, here's my friends and people must know. But we don't actually know. I mean, we, of course, we know usually those most important few people, but we don't know how to contact, you know, gosh, I remember she used to talk about so-and-so and I don't find that name in the address book. And what do I do? And how do I find them? And, oh, it's just, it's so excruciating to be wanting to grieve such a deep loss, you know, to be wanting to grieve like the love that we've shared with somebody. And we can't because we're so overwhelmed with details of everything that needs to be done in these first few weeks after someone dies. And so again, I hope you can hear in my voice because I am in this right now and really experiencing, you know, firsthand along with other people who love this person, what a difference it could have made to even have, you know, the barest minimum of a contact list and here's the items in my house that mean the most to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Can you please make sure these get passed along? And this is what I would really love to have done with my body. This is what I would really love to have as some sort of memorial or celebration. It would be the kindest gift. And, you know, please know anything you choose to do, anything. I mean, there's so many possibilities around this end of life planning, and I'm here to help you. And I hope this book can help you. And goodness gracious, I hope you have a long time to plan this. I know there are very many different kinds of people who are reading this book at different states of their life, different stages. And, you know, I hope you have the spaciousness. And if you don't have the spaciousness, my love is with you as well. And I asked you to please just consider the few things that are in this section of the book that will go so far in leaving a legacy of love. Thank you so much. My heart is with you. I'm here for you. You are an amazing person for doing this work. Thank you.